providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back after the Talk of the Hour news break. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on economically in the United States. Friday morning when we actually just prior to us recording the weekend show, a couple of facts came out about the economy. One of them is the housing market is very definitely in a recession right now. Housing prices are decreasing in the area of 6%. And the S&P is, I don't want to say it's in a total free fall as of Friday morning, but it is diminishing significantly. I think the thing that could kill the Democrats in terms of the upcoming elections is very, very definitely what's going on economically, because that isn't really, numbers don't lie, and what's going on economically isn't really subject to emotion, etc., etc. And I think that the housing market, I don't want to say there's a collapse, a 6% decrease, in my opinion, doesn't represent a total collapse. I think the housing market was very, very significantly overbought in most parts of the country. Jimmy, what's your comment on what's going on economically?
Yeah, so the latest talking point out of the White House was that no inflation for July, zero.
Right.
But the reality was it was actually 8.5% or 8.6% year over year. So the inflation problem will continue. They've just passed, the legislature signed by President Biden, a roughly $740 billion bill that basically rewards a lot of green projects and attempts to re-stimulate. In some ways, actually, it's to pay off their constituents.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you put that, you're going to have to create that money. You're going to, we're in debt, so you have to actually create it. Creating money actually creates inflation. So the reality will be, inflation's going to be with us for a while. It's not going to drop off the charts just because of 1 month having zero, and we don't even see the final numbers yet on that. But we're also going to see, with the housing issue, we're going to see employment changes, especially as we go into the winter time, because construction slows down regardless.
Right.
But when you're seeing a 6% in housing sale drop for this July, when you start looking 20% from the same month a year ago, these are huge differences, right? They have these have a big impact on, for people selling the homes and buying new homes, on the overall economic numbers. So you're going to see those types of problems continue. We see the service industry started to pick up a little bit in the summer, but that makes sense because more people are traveling, more people are just tired of the COVID restrictions,
right?
They're hitting the road. And they wanted to get away because basically a couple years of being locked up. And of course, people wanted to go out to eat. They had some disposable income, though we're seeing individual credit increasing significant. People are spending more money on their credit cards. So you start adding all these pieces together, and you look at the Biden regime efforts to control the energy markets in order to push a green agenda, you're going to see some very serious problems going into the fall.
Yep.
And one of the biggest ones, Al, is actually food prices,
mm-hmm.
as we will see next year.
Yeah, food prices are, there's no question about that. That was featured on Fox News last night. But food prices, for lack of better terms, really are increasing. In one of Dr. Oz's campaign ads, by the way, Oz, it was brought up on Fox last night, is losing in his effort to win that seat. But regardless of that, and one of the reasons that Carlson feels that he's losing his strength is primarily because his campaign really is somewhat blasé, for lack of better terms. he talked about housing prices, but food prices. Food prices, in no question, are going up, but they don't really represent. Inflation is important. It's very important, but it's not nearly as important as the fact that we have no police protection right now in the country. We have continued violence in the streets, etc. And these are things that really are great talking points for the Republicans, and they don't seem to be using them. What are your comments on that, Jim?
Well, timing is everything. I do think Dr. Oz out in Pennsylvania was kind of a funky candidate to actually reach the top.
I do too.
But the guy Fetterman, the guy that he's going against, is actually a wacko. Hard to say how that one's going to turn out. And right now, it's pretty hard to trust any of the polls.
Right.
So we'll see. There's a long, a big wide margin between, what is it? Today's the 19th of August until that election in first week of June. So we'll see what happens. I think
that wouldn't be the first week of June. The election.
First week of November. Excuse
right,
me.
Right,
yeah, I apologize.
Right.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of potential changes there. Back to the food prices issue. So, what happened over the last 6 months with energy prices and some of the problems with food production, we will not see until next year. We're eating last year's food. Those prices are going to continue to go up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of problems right now with the food industry around America. And of course, we had all these unusual fires and attacks.
Right.
So it's very interesting to see what will happen. But these numbers, from my perspective, do not look good going into the September, October timeframe for people in office.
Right. No, they really don't for the people in office. But the fact of the matter is, I agree with Carlson, who I have a lot of time for. I agree with him that the Republicans are really not focusing on the real core issues. Lack of police protection, continued violence on a daily basis in the United States, a certain amount of inflation, all that's abating right now, according to the government figures. Those things need to be focused on right now, as opposed, food prices are food prices. Inflation doesn't really frighten people, I have found over the years. Sure, it's not very pleasant, but it's not, aside from the cost of fuel, that is incredibly, incredibly disconcerting right now. Go ahead, Jim.
No, for the people that live on the margins, and that's a big percentage. There are like a tremendous number of Americans, more than half of Americans live check to paycheck.
Uh-huh.
And for them, paying the bills, deciding whether or not they're going to be able to have their lunch, for their kids or not, and then whether or not they can afford to drive for work.
Mm-hmm.
You have a 10% or 8% inflation rate. In a couple of months, you're not able to do, you're making
right.
decisions that you can't do things. So that's where the economy actually drives a lot of politics. And we have to understand that, that the lies, the propaganda that comes out of the White House is not the reality right now of what's happening with most Americans. And just because fuel prices went down a little bit, that's not going to last forever because of the policies, the green energy policies, where they're trying to restrict a lot of carbon fuel.
I don't know. I'm not sure that I agree with that. We can talk about in the next segment. Jim, we're up to 9 minutes already in this particular segment. We've only got 9 1/4 and we have to take a commercial break. So you guys are going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to wrap up the KE report for this particular week. Thanks for listening, but keep on.